You have to be glad the whole mess is behind you, though. Divorce is never easy. Yeah, right. What do you mean you're off women for good? Like, you've switched teams? Okay, it was just a question. Then what? Your life's easier without a woman in it. Well, some women can be total bitches, I agree, but you're gonna need pussy at some time in the future. You can't really say you've given them up for good. Don't be ridiculous. Every man needs pussy eventually, unless it doesn't work anymore. Your cock, that is. Fine! Again, I'm just checking. Well, there's no way I believe you. Shit. Break's over. We gotta get back to work. I'll see you later. Hey. I thought I'd give you a lift home. I know the bitch took the car and all. Yeah, no problem. Well, there you are, safe and sound. Would you mind if I came in for a second to use the bathroom and maybe call my mechanic about that weird noise my car was making on the way over here? Okay, thanks. Well, the bad news is my mechanic says I probably shouldn't drive it. The good news is he's gonna send a tow truck, but it won't be for a couple hours. Can I stay here for a bit? Thanks. What are you looking at? Oh, shit. Oh, I must have gotten my shirt wet when I was washing my hands. Wow, you can see my nipples right through it, can't you? Well, that shouldn't bother you. I mean, you're off women, right? I could take my skirt off right now, like oh, this. Oh, and that wouldn't bother you at all, would it? Even if I bent over like this, with these tiny panties on, nothing. I mean, your cock wouldn't even get hard. That's what you said, right? Good. I gotta say, I admire your resolve. Sometimes I just get so horny, you know? I need a cock. Something hard fucking my cunt. Oh, the smell of a man and the sounds he makes when he's fucking me. Getting hot and sweaty and dirty. I guess you don't miss that, huh? How long has it been since you've had sex anyway? Damn, that's a long time. But you're right, you have to protect yourself from wicked women. Some of us are terribly naughty. Not evil, like you may think. Just horny, naughty women, like me. You don't think I'm evil, do you? Good. Well, it's a good thing you're off women and that you've placed me firmly in the friend zone, or this might tempt you. Me, rubbing my pussy like this. You don't mind, do you? I think I'm just so tense from my car troubles. A little release would really help before the tow truck driver gets here. I always find coming so relaxing. Maybe that's why you're so uptight all the time. Oh, you still come. So you jack that hard cock off, but you won't let it get any pussy. That's a shame. And don't bother trying to hide it. I can see that you're hard, but I know you wouldn't want to take it out. You'd hate that. Me looking at your hard cock. Maybe licking my lips, thinking about what it would taste like if I put my mouth on it. Don't worry. I can handle things over here. Oh. Oh, I do wish I had a toy to use, though. I find that so much more satisfying when I masturbate. Fuck yes. A lot, but I much prefer a real cock. Nothing beats that. The feel of velvet, hard flesh pushing into my wetness. The weight of a man on top of me, or the feel of his balls slapping against my skin as he pounds me from behind. No, you can't get that with a toy or a finger. What's the matter? Are you uncomfortable? You keep shifting in your seat. It's fine, you know, if you want to let him out. I won't leave my seat over here across from you, and you can play along, too, if it helps. I won't tell if you won't. Oh, fuck. Oh, sorry, but God, you look good. And I think that's even pre-cum at the tip, but I can't be sure from over here. That is a favorite of mine, too. The taste of a man on my tongue. A toy can't give you that. Don't you miss the taste of pussy? Or are you one of those who doesn't do that sort of thing? Go down on a woman? Oh, really? Wow, that's a pleasant surprise. And you really won't miss that now that you're off of women. Oh, such dedication. But I like the taste of me, too. Sometimes I lick my fingers after I've played with my wet cunt. Like this. So naughty. I have lots to go around and I can share if you like. No, nothing like that. Just maybe I could sit close to you and give you a little lick of my wet fingers after I put them in my cunt if you want. Oh, good. There. Just let me get them wet again. Oh, here, take a taste. Oh, pretty good, huh? Oh, I can tell you like the taste of that. Oh, I could get even wetter, but, well, that would take either squeezing my tits or actually having a cock in me. Oh, my tits are like a straight erotic hotline to my cunt. Too bad I'm too busy rubbing my clit and fingering myself that I don't have the hand to squeeze my tits. It would really make me that much wetter and more for you to taste. If you want, maybe you could do it. Oh, yeah. Oh, squeeze it really hard. Oh, I always loved having my tits played with when I fuck. So good. Here's how wet it got me. Take another lick. Oh, I told you. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. It feels so good to finger my cunt when it's so wet like this. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Yeah, I did say that. The only thing that makes me even wetter is riding a hard cock. Oh, yes. If the cock is big enough, then absolutely I can squirt all over it. And, well, I gotta say, yours looks more than big enough to do the job. You can't imagine how wet it gets, or maybe you can. Did your wife ever squirt on your cock? Fine. Ex-wife. Was she a squirter? Oh, no. How about any past girlfriends? Oh, that is a shame. And with you off women, you'll never ever get to experience that. Especially since women who can squirt like me are really very rare. But you do have this opportunity tonight. You know, just to experience that just this once, since you're off women, you could maybe start your resolve tomorrow. It would be our little secret. And you don't even have to think of me as a woman. No, I'm just a friend, not really someone you'd ever date, right? Don't tell me you don't want to know what it feels like. Fuck. Yeah. Here, let me just climb on your lap and... I told you I was wet. Well, it's gonna get even wetter, trust me. Fuck. Fuck, your cock is hard. Oh, come on. Don't tell me you haven't missed this feeling of a tight, wet pussy sliding up and down on your cock. Yeah, grab my hips like that. Oh, you did miss this. Oh, I knew it. Oh, I knew your dick would love this. Oh, fucking wet, tight cunt. One that's about to squirt all over you. Don't you want that? Yeah. Oh, come on, admit it. Tell me you need my cunt to squirt all over you. Yeah. Fuck, I knew it. Don't stop. Don't stop. Yeah, there. Shit. God. Oh, God, that's it. Oh, do you feel that? Oh, fuck, you don't feel all that hot pussy juice all over your cock? Oh, yeah, it does make things sloppy, doesn't it? Yeah, keep fucking my sloppy cunt. Yeah, coming in. Oh, fuck, yeah, come somewhere other than your hand for once. Oh, shit. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, shit. That's a lot. No, don't stop. Oh, I want all of it. I want all of it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, my pussy does that. It still squeezes for a long time after I come. Oh, fuck. Oh, it feels good, doesn't it? See, you'd be missing out on that, too. Giving up pussy. Oh, God. Oh, what did you think of fucking a squirter? Well, I'm glad you liked it. It's something to write down for your record books, at least. Not that you ever have to experience it again, I know. You probably wouldn't like that now, would you? Oh, fuck. Fuck. Fuck, you're still hard, aren't you? Such a waste. Oh, not letting this hard cock get fucked. Oh, such a shame. Oh, shit. That must be the tow truck driver. He came a lot sooner than expected. So did you, actually, but I'm not complaining. In fact, I don't think any woman would have any complaints about the way you fuck. Too bad you had such a bitch who didn't appreciate it. Oh, well. You have to do what's best for you now, don't you? I guess I'll get dressed and see you at work tomorrow. What? You don't think it's safe for me to drive back home with a strange man in his tow truck? Oh, I never thought of that. Well, what would you suggest? You don't have a car to take me home. I guess I could call an Uber if need be. Oh, really? You wouldn't object to me spending the night here, in your one-bedroom apartment? Something tells me I've changed your mind about women. Not all women, just me. Well, that works for me. Yeah. Go tell the tow truck driver that I'm not going to be riding with him after all. I'm going to be riding you instead.